name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate one of the beloved feasts of the Church, the feast of St. Michael and all angels. We anticipate the feast of these days because the sixth day is always September 29th. That's often associated with the autumn equinox, when we see a tangible change in the weather. It is one of the most Anglican in the promise of this. As we enter this feast, as we love this feast, as we sing to heaven, we pray the liturgy. The promise is that our faith will deepen, our love for Jesus will grow, the roots of our Christian life will be most wonderful, and the purity we have will be strengthened. So I ask you as the congregation today to accept something from the liturgy and from the past. It is one of the most ancient of these. It goes back as far as the human memory. But isn't it true that human beings have always felt that there have been others? The belief in angels is an anti-intellectual, not anti-scientific. It's simply based on the experience we've had in God. And our Old Testament will go all the way back to Jacob, the grandson of Abraham and Sarah, who had that dream, and he saw angels ascending and descending on the ladder, doing what angels do, connecting the things of heaven to the things of earth and bringing them together. That is Jesus, the job of angels, to intercede, to pray. Notice they have praying angels with sensors on either side of the altar and same like wonders, always sensing, because instruments represent prayers going to God. And the angels intercede, they bring messages, they protect, and they attend. I love that word. English word, they attend. Now, often the time of trial, the time of doubt, and specifically at the time of death. In the last life, it is my practice always to end the prayer of the angels. And by the way, last life is one of the, I guess all seven sacraments are beautiful. It is one of the so beautiful the seven sacraments. It's not necessary for salvation, because many people can't receive them because they die suddenly, or they die alone, but it's all possible. There's a beautiful thing to receive, and last rites can be a ladder of many prayers, with an oil of oil, and just be a simple prayer or two. Again, it's my custom always to end with a prayer of the angel. When my own mother was dying, I remember visiting her, not knowing that would be the day she died. But I was visiting her during some paperwork, and she complained that she couldn't breathe well. So the mother picked her up, put my arm behind her, like a saddle up in a sitting position. And right there, she died. I was always grateful to God for giving me that moment. I had time for one prayer, and I prayed a prayer to the angels. Into the paradise of God, that the angels lead me. And they come in there, abide and receive me, bring me to the holy city, Jerusalem. May all the prayers of angels welcome Jesus. The ground is not full of righteousness. One of the most beautiful prayers of Christianity, the prayer of the angels, I commend it to you. Everyone that's coming today to this room can memorize. And it's something that's on the tip of the table in the back. Because when you memorize the prayer, you act it on the heart. Nothing can take it away. When people go home to pray their benediction for those who have died that we love, and for some of us, maybe we will even be able to pray it for ourselves in the hour of our own death. The angels attend. And in the sense that there are angels everywhere, there are hundreds of mentions of angels, but only four of them we know by name. Michael, the most famous, named who is like God. He's a warrior in the founding book of Daniel, most famous in the book of Revelation, we read today. Fighting against the evil power of the universe, slaying that dragon. And then there's Gabriel. This is probably the beloved archangel, because Gabriel is the one who came to Mary. He gave us those famous words that we carry the word of the incident, bringing a blessing to the soul. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. He tells Mary that she be the mother of God. He also got the one that had Joseph claimed to Joseph, but that was not Jesus himself. And then two lesser known angels, Raphael of the Ptolemy and Uriel, the possible rider. And you couldn't have Holy Communion today, but thank God for them on this side of the sanctuary. We have the four angels. We have four statues, they need some more grace on it. We have images of angels in so many places of the church. Because this parish, 175 years, has honored the presence of ministry, the prayers of the angels, to the saints. You know, in every event of our Lord's life, there is mention of the angels. When he came to that lesson for an annunciation, the angel took the name during Advent growth, when he was tempted in the wilderness, when he had his resurrection, Advent of the season. And likewise to you and to me, whether we are aware or not, in every event, in every time of need in our lives, there is the presence of the angels. And that is the message of today. May our eyes all be open to see the glory of God to his angels. And blessed be God for giving part to the angels to keep us in all our ways.